Welcome to the Grace Down Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
TNT. Yo. I'm not trying to violate HIPAA. Oh. But I know that you've had COVID.
Yeah, baby. Let's get it out there.
I've had COVID. We've talked about it on the podcast.
Yeah. So, ladies, if you're messing with me, you know I got the
COVID.
COVID. Whoa, baby.
Down with COV. You know me. Anyways, so, you know, how long did you have it, would you say? Like, how long were you affected by the virus?
Okay, so I will not sit up here and lie, Jonas. Let's just be honest on this podcast. I've had it a couple times now.
Yeah,
the first time was by far the worst.
Me too.
It was like, seriously, like, the first 3 days were absolutely insane.
Thought I was dying. Yeah. Yep.
And then after that, it tapered off nicely.
Still sucked pretty bad for the first week.
Yeah. And then, like, the second time I had it, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, same. Second time, it wasn't so bad.
But I was glad to have the 7 days off of work.
Yeah. Like, the second time I had it, I thought I had allergies. And I was going to go into the office and tested myself. And I was like, oh, I guess I have COVID. I was fine the whole week. Third time, I was pretty sick again. But not as bad as the first.
Yeah. So, yeah, I will have to say is that that first COVID, the first wave was crazy. Like people were not being insane for taking that seriously. That shit was crazy.
Well, so the reason I bring this up.
Go ahead.
Is, you know, some people have, you know, long COVID, you know, effects last a while. Some people have had infections that last a long time.
There are definitely some after effects that are forever that we need to take seriously.
So the person who had the longest running bout of COVID.
Yikes.
Passed away, finally.
Yikes.
There was a 72-year-old man.
He
he had a blood disorder.
Okay.
So, like, he wasn't able to mount, like, a strong reaction to the drug. So
immunodeficiency.
Yeah, exactly. So he ended up having 50 mutations of the virus.
What the hell does that even mean?
It kept mutating inside of him.
Yeah.
He had, when he died, he had the Omicron variant.
Yikes.
He tested positive for 613 days in a row.
That's insane.
And then he fucking died.
Bro.
So he got COVID in February of 22.
What?
And then he died 613 days later. So the last 600 days of his life was battling COVID, and then he fucking died. Isn't that insane? Like, dude, I went 10 days and I was isolated and felt awful. This dude's 613 days of COVID. And he's 72 on top of it. So he's already like old, you know, he's an older dude already.
Well, my condolences and my heart goes out to the family members that lost their loved one to such a vicious disorder. This vicious disease, I don't know.
I think this comment on Reddit, the first comment, you know, like the most pop, one of the most popular comments is always like hottest takes.
Yeah, give it to me.
He says, this is how modern medicine can sometimes bite us in the ass.
Yep.
Instead of this person succumbing to the illness immediately, he was kept alive long enough and fed drugs that allowed the virus to mutate and get stronger within him like a human petri dish.
Oh, this is exactly what I was thinking. I was trying to think of a tactful way to approach it. Like, I had no, there was no joke I could make.
Yeah, that's not a joke.
That's the comment. That is exactly what I was
saying. They kept him alive so it could just get worse.
Oh, because I'm like, how do I was like, I can't joke about this. How do I say that?
Right, yeah.
How do I say in a tactful way that honestly, they probably should have let him go so he didn't suffer as much? And so that the virus didn't, or the bacteria virus, whatever it is, didn't mutate to the point where it could be like more
super. He had super COVID.
Exactly,
at the end.
Man. It was sitting in his body, adapting, learning.
Like, yeah, you killed off the weak ones. The strong ones are left. It's like when you don't take it's like when you get a cold and they give you antibiotics and you only take like 3 days and then you end up twice as sick as you were before. Like, that's absolutely happened to me when I was younger, because when you're a younger kid, you don't take that shit seriously. Like, it's because you kill off all the weak stuff first, and then you let the strong stuff rebuild and rebreed, and then you're like, oh, now I'm real sick.
Exactly.
It's yeah.
And that's not to say is that the facility, whichever facility that was not taking the proper protocol to isolate that bacteria so that it would not potentially spread to the greater community. But it is a chance, but the human life will always supersede any of that. And I agree with that to a certain extent.
Yeah,
man, I do.
Have you ever had like an extended illness where you were like sick for like a month? Like people get mono and they're sick for like months. Like have you ever had anything like that happen?
No, I've been lucky enough to be relatively healthy. You've seen me at probably my worst.
Oh, yeah, that like, one time when you were pretty sick.
Yeah, where yeah. I actually had to, like, go to the ER. You've seen me at my... That's probably my worst.
Other than... yeah, I don't know. Like, the COVID was pretty bad, but y'all, you didn't see me. I was in my room.
No, I was in... And when yeah. I had it, I was in my room.
Yeah, yeah, so exactly. I was pretty bad then.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, no, I... when I was younger, I used to get a really bad pneumonia a lot, like, and I would be in the hospital for, like, a week, like, when I was, like, grade school age, like, in the fall and spring, usually a week because of, you know, stuff. But that, like... It was, I've never had like, yeah, like mono or like some like disease that just went on forever.
Yeah. Honestly, since I moved south, I've had so few problems with, because I used to get like seasonal pneumonia.
Yeah, yeah.
Where I would get it every year living up in Cleveland, Ohio, obviously.
Yeah, probably the humidity and stuff in the air.
Exactly. Yeah. I would get seasonal pneumonia where it was like almost every year, if not every year. I would get like that same way where you see me at my worst, where it was like, I need to go to the ER because I can't breathe. That ish happened frequently up north. But since I moved south, it's been relatively.
Yeah, you probably do well in the desert because there's like, it's so dry. There's like no water, you know, like. I feel like I breathe great in the desert. Like we went to Vegas, and like when I've been out there before, I'm like Phoenix and stuff. I'm like, oh man, I'm like I can breathe out here.
That's why I'm very open to going to California because I would love to see what even more drier.
Well, California is a little different, but because it's still humid.
It never rains in Southern California.
Sometimes it does though. I mean, there's humidity there.
I mean, but
yeah, it's more like.
Would you say that that where we stay at now in Texas, Austin, Texas, is less humid or less humid than more humid or less humid?
Less humid.
Less.
Okay. I'd say yeah, because well, California also is like on the entire state borders the ocean, so there's more humidity there, but it doesn't get very hot, so it's more like Ohio humid, where it's like 75, but it's 100% humidity, so it's just miserable, but not hot, and you're still sweating for some reason. Oh,
so like that Florida humidity?
Well, yeah, but it's not that hot. It's like Ohio, where it'll be like, oh, it's only 75 degrees, but why am I sweating my ass off? Because it's just muggy. Like, but California, it's always cool. It's like 75 degrees every day. It's like, it's beautiful, but it's a little bit humid. Like here, if you live on the coast by Houston, it's hot and humid, which is like Florida. But here we're in Austin, we're a little bit back from the land. So it's people like, I have a buddy who I play volleyball with from Arizona, and he talks about how humid it is here. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, bro, it is not humid in Austin. Like, compared to Houston and Cleveland.
Bro.
But for him, he grew up in the damn desert. It's humid as shit here for him. You know what I mean?
Compared to Florida, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I said, I lived in Florida for 5 years. That shit is crazy. It's insane. It is insane how people just are like, yeah, we're sweating all the time. And yeah. That's just their lifestyle.
Dude, I hated it in Ohio. Like, you get out of the shower and like you just can't dry off. And then you try to get dressed and you're still not dry. And then like you're wet. You walk out the door, get in the car, still wet. Then you start sweating, and then you're all day. Your clothes are just damp. I hate. Oh,
yeah.
Oh my God, it makes me want to gag just thinking about it.
Ohio makes me wet too,
for different reasons.
Just thinking about it, it's a good state, man. I don't care what anybody says. I love Ohio. I miss it.
I like Ohio too. If it wasn't,
I'm not going back, but I do miss it.
The only thing I thought about. Going back there,
yeah,
was like maybe when I'm like older and don't want to like do things anymore, like not I'm interested in like living in a city like Austin where there's stuff to do all the time, and I want to get a house
when I'm done living life,
essentially
when I've decided to give up,
right? I can go there and get. and and get a lot more house and property than I can get in Texas for the same amount of money.
You're not wrong, though.
For $200,000 in Ohio, the area we grew up in,
yo,
I could get acres of land and a 3,000 square foot house.
Have you given up on life?
Moved to Ohio. I mean, that's kind of what people think anyway.
We've given up too.
Yeah, right? I'm all living in Chardon.
You've definitely given up.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You've given up if you're living in Chardon.
Yeah, I'm going to live in Akron.
You're done.
Yeah.
Complete life achievement complete. You gave up.
Yeah.
Good job. Turn off the game.
Ba-ding! Giving up on life. 40 points.
Chardon.
So, anywho. That's all the time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
TNT.
We got